Hello, and welcome to the Live a Meaningful Story podcast, where we learn how to navigate life one film at a time. I'm Derek Hatch, starting this episode off solo, and this is going to be our first bonus episode. So what constitutes a bonus episode? So when me and the guys get in these discussions, there's a lot of things that come out, some of which don't actually make it on this podcast. In fact, we have these lovely rabbit trails that have sometimes no tie-in whatsoever with whatever the topic is for that episode. However, we have found that there are times occasionally when these rabbit trails almost constitute an entire episode in and of itself. But since we didn't do a full conversation around that topic, we're going to take those little snippets, those deleted scenes, if you will, and we're going to create bonus episodes out of them. And the first one we have comes all the way back from our two Star Wars episodes that we did at the beginning of this year. And I get into a conversation about Joseph Campbell's Stage of the Hero's Journey called The Atonement with the Father. And this is what the Star Wars trilogy is really getting at the heart of. And so the Atonement with the Father stage is where the protagonist on this journey has to experience some sort of reconnection or reconciliation with some sort of father figure. It could be their literal father. It could be God the Father. It could be some sort of higher authority figure that they either have to stand up to or make peace with. I share this story about my relationship with my own father, which is a pretty good relationship, but there was a period when it was a little rough. And so I share about that and how when I was watching Return of the Jedi, there was a specific moment that triggered a memory that I had forgotten about with regards to me and my dad. That happened over 10 years ago. And it's a really beautiful story about this atonement, or like at-one-ment, right? In other words, being united again with someone, and how this moment was very key for me in doing that with my father, and how this whole idea in Star Wars that Luke is giving himself to the Force. He's giving himself to something higher and greater than himself. And when he gives himself to the Force, he can actually be in tune with things that you wouldn't be able to see just in the material way. And so when he's in tune with the Force, he's able to feel a sense of goodness with his father that everyone else can't see. And likewise, this period in my life when I was having a hard time with my dad, my connection with God, I was praying really for my eyes to be opened to wanting to have some sort of peace with my dad. And there was a specific way that he did that and revealed that and brought that about in me, at least. And so that's what I'm going to share here, this little glimpse of this conversation with me and the guys talking about Return of the Jedi. So I hope you guys enjoy it and think about what atonement is needed in your life with a father figure of sorts. All right, here we go. And when I watched Return of the Jedi, like, as I've gotten older, like, you're like, Empire Strikes Back is the best because it's the best well-made. I'm a film buff, you know, letterboxed, it's the top. But I think, you know, I think I've honestly, I'm going to say something that I feel like when I was a kid, my favorite was Return of the Jedi, and rewatching it, I was reminded why. And I think it is like on a person, it's not the best made, but I think it's the one I most identify with, because the whole story of Star Wars is Campbell's Atonement with the Father stage. Mm. That's what the whole story is at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And you know, it brought me back because my dad was the one who introduced me to Star Wars, which I'm forever grateful for. And there was a couple years of my life where my parents were separated. And during that time, I resented my dad in a lot of ways. And there was that atonement wasn't there. You know, my dad was trying to have a relationship with me and I just wasn't super interested. But at the same time, there was this feeling I had of like, well, I want to like save him. Like there's something like salvific that you're hoping for because you just see the brokenness. And so like I was torn. Because I knew the story, like I knew all these things, like, oh, well, you, just like Luke, like I want to see the good in everybody, but also struggling to really tested to hold on to that. And, you know, I remember, and this is what Jason, I was telling you about this when you got here. There was a moment that really struck, a memory that I had forgotten that came to me in watching that scene with Luke and Darth Vader there. And it was, I remember in this attempt, in this, you know, estrangement where I wasn't really super connected with my dad, one of the things I tried to do is I think I made him like a really crappy birthday card, like no effort put in whatsoever, just bought like from the dollar store, barely wrote anything, just to like try to do something, you know, to connect. And then there's a period of time in where even though my parents were separated, he lived in our garage. So he was like in, there was a time where he was not living with us and there was a time where he was. And when he was living in the garage, he basically was living his own existence and we were doing our own thing, right?
Yeah.
And I was in the garage one day and I saw that he kept the card. And I like had this narrative around my dad that he just like would throw all that stuff away and didn't care. And like I felt like all my life I had tried to do these things to connect and I was questioning if any of it mattered. And when I found that card in the garage, like there was such a humanity of my father that I saw that I never had seen before. Because I realized like how much like just that little effort I made to try to connect mattered to him.
Yeah.
And I didn't think it did, but it did. And I just think of that moment where like Luke is trying to connect with his father and his father's deflecting and doesn't know. And Luke's wondering if he's going to get anywhere, right? And then there's that moment where he realizes that it did all matter. It all did mean something. There was meaning in every choice that Luke was made, even when Darth Vader deflected and didn't respond, right? And that whole idea of it's too late for me, son, and just the tragedy of recognizing that, like, we have this story that we want and we're trying to find meaning in it, right? And what is it like if we just push a little further? And seeing that ounce of humanity gave me so much compassion for him. And it kept me going. It kept me holding on to that hope and not going to the dark side. Because I just realized we all just get caught up in stuff. We all just get problems. And my dad was not the problem. That's what I had to realize. He was caught up in things like all of us get caught up in. Things that corrupt good people. So
when Darth Vader says, "It's too late for me, son," I think that's the most human line he says up until that
yes. point. Mm. Yes. Yes.
I was like, whoa, there's a real person in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that, Derek. I can definitely relate to the father stuff, you know?
Yeah. And now, I mean, my dad and I now, we have a great relationship, but it's taken a lot of things, yeah. you know, to work through. And so it's being able to recognize that. So, and that atonement with the father is possible. If it doesn't actually happen, right? It's in our hearts. Can we reconcile what happened with our fathers?
And I hope this has helped you think about the potential for maybe where there is good in someone that needs to be brought out again, or maybe something that you need to be reconciled with or someone. And so be on the lookout for more of these bonus episodes. We'll put them out occasionally whenever we have a tangent or rabbit trail of some sort that we feel like is beneficial to get out there. Don't forget to follow us on social media at All Things Narrative. Subscribe, connect. If you'd like to learn more about storytelling and how to live your story more meaningfully, please reach out to me at allthingsnarrative.com or in the show notes here. And feel free to join us next week as we resume a brand new episode from the Live a Meaningful Story podcast, according to our regularly scheduled programming. Thank you, everyone, and until next time, take care.